from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama renews pledge to defeat Islamic State. President Obama says he remains confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against the Islamic State, insisting the Sunni terrorist organization is losing ground and leaders.
Coalition aircraft, our fighters, bombers, and drones have been increasing the pace of airstrikes, nearly 9,000 as of today. Last month, in November, we dropped more bombs on ISIL targets than any other month since this campaign started. We're also taking out ISIL leaders, commanders, and killers, one by one. We're going after ISIL from their stronghold right in downtown Raqqa to Libya. The point is, ISIL leaders cannot hide, and our next message to them is simple: you are next.
Mr. Obama announced no change in strategy, but said coalition forces will continue to train and equip Iraqi forces and some of the opposition fighters in Syria. He promised continued efforts to disrupt the group's recruitment of fighters, finance operations, and propaganda campaigns, and said the U.S. will keep up diplomatic efforts to bring an end to the civil war in Syria. The head of the Shiite Muslim group, Ibrahim Zakzaki, has been taken into military custody following weekend clashes in northeast Nigeria that left dozens of members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria dead. Adeniyi Oyebade is an army major general.
Given the raging violence in the city, it was important that we bring him into protective custody. As of this morning, we successfully executed that.
The clashes occurred after the army claimed the group's supporters attacked an army convoy in the city of Zaria in Kaduna State and attempted to assassinate the army chief of staff. The Muslim group denies the charges and says soldiers killed hundreds of its members. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's in Moscow Tuesday for meetings with President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the political process leading to an end to the Syrian conflict. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says the meeting follows a Saudi-hosted conference involving Syrian opposition groups.
He will underscore that the Riyadh conference was broadly representative with important consensus conclusions, to include, obviously, a commitment by opposition groups to go forward with negotiations. The Secretary also looks forward to discussing with Russian leaders plans for the next ISSG meeting, International Syria Support Group, in New York on Friday. That meeting, which is still on track, will allow us to build on the momentum already achieved in Riyadh and help lay down with more specificity the next steps, including parameters for a ceasefire and opposition negotiations with the Assad regime.
Diplomats are trying to build momentum for the Friday meeting in New York. They want a foundation for a ceasefire and political process based on an international agreement last month in Vienna to launch peace talks by January 1. The UN's nuclear watchdog is expected today to officially close its more than decade-old investigation into allegations that Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Yukiya Amano presented his final report on the matter to the IAEA board, saying it gave clear answers to whether Iran worked toward nuclear arms. He said the conclusion was that Iran carried out a range of activities relevant to the development of a nuclear explosive device, mostly before 2003. He said those activities did not get beyond scientific studies and acquiring certain relevant technical competencies and capabilities. The European Union opened negotiations Monday with Serbia and resumed long-stalled talks with Turkey that eventually could allow both countries entry into the 28-member political and economic bloc. Volkan Bozkir is the Turkey's EU affairs minister.
We welcome the start of joint preparatory work on these chapters. Both sides should keep in mind that the shared objective is full membership, as stated in the negotiation framework. Turkey expects to join the Union as an equal member with all the rights and obligations, which would imply upon the successful conclusion of negotiations.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold a special session on violence in Burundi later this week. The session set for Thursday was called at the request of the United States and supported by 17 members of the Human Rights Council and 25 observer states. Only one African state, Ghana, supported the measure. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.